Hey everybody, welcome to another segment of Tony's show, and tonight I'm going to go a little bit dimensional. I'm going to talk a little bit about prophecies and how a lot of prophecies that we're seeing today seem to be reinforcing each other. It appears that a lot of prophecies are all seem to be coming together. They all seem to be manifesting together, and I want to read a couple of them anyway. The one is called Four Visions of Grandfather. It's an interesting take on it when you look at it. This was a native, I guess, about 100 years ago or so, and he had a vision. And anyway, I want to read this because it's interesting, because it correlates with the Bible's version of one to the third of the air, land, and sea are going to be destroyed. Now, let me start this off in this. It was then that the sky seemed to surge and huge holes began to appear. The holes tore with a resounding thunderous sound, and the very earth rocks and the soil shook. The skin of the sky seemed to be torn open like a series of gaping wounds, and through these wounds seeped a liquid that seemed like the oozing of an infection, a great sea of floating garbage, oil, and dead fish. It was through one of these wounds that Grandfather saw the floating bodies of dolphins accompanied by the tremendous upheavals of the earth and violent storm. As he held fast the trembling earth, his eyes fell from the sky, and all about him, all at once, was this disaster. Piles of garbage reached in the skies, forests lay cut, dying coastlines flooded, and storms grew more violent and thunderous with each passing moment. The earth shook with greater intensity. Suddenly the earth stopped shaking, and the sky cleared out. The dusty air walked his warrior spirit, who stopped a short distance from Grandfather. As Grandfather looked into the face of the spirit, he could see there were great tears flowing from his eyes, and each tear fell to the earth with a searing sound. The spirit looked at Grandfather for a long moment and finally spoke, saying, "Holes in the sky." Grandfather thought for a moment, then in questioning, disbelieving manner said, "Holes in the sky." And the spirit answered, saying, "They will become the signs of the destruction of man, the holes in the sky, and all that you've seen could become man's reality." Now this is what the first vision he saw. And when you think about that, holes in the sky. Back in the 80s, we were thinking that the ozone was, because we had these big holes of ozone going on at the time, and we were blaming it on emissions, and we were blaming it on all kinds of things. Everyone thought that because the ionosphere was damaged by the ozone or whatever, the solar radiation would come through the ozone and destroy the earth. But that didn't happen. We did have these holes that apparently were off north of Canada and around Australia. But I think what he's talking about here is the chemtrails and the electric grid. There's an electric fence around the earth, and causing, and that there would be a ripping or rendering of the ionosphere. Because there's another part there where he talks about there's this ooze that comes from the sky, which would mean that the chemical compositions, the bacteria of the atmosphere, would have mingled and merged and created some kind of nanochemistry that we are not even familiar with. And with all that's going on, I mean, you got other guys with the weather modifications worried about the methane, which is a carbon. Carbon is a superconductor. And methane, and the methane gas is primarily a carbon-type gas, which can, again, because of what they're spraying in the sky, they eventually are going to wound the sky. They're literally going to rip it. When I was down in Arizona many years ago, probably, 16 years ago, when I was there, there was an event that happened one day. We're coming out of this green house supply, indoor aquaponics or whatever. And we come out 3 o'clock in the afternoon. You could look up in the sky, and they had a drone that had ripped the ionosphere. 3 o'clock in the afternoon, you saw this big black line. You could see the stars at 3 o'clock in the afternoon where that line had penetrated. You could see the blue sky on one side, blue sky on the other side, and this stars. They had another drone fly at hypersonic speed, pumping this white stuff to sort of cover up or seal over the ripping of the sky that they had done. This is the military-industrial complex playing with elements of the Earth that they have no idea what they're doing. They literally tore it, and it went for about 25 miles, 40 kilometers. So in this vision, he was seeing something like this, and my perspective on this is because of the layering of this material up in the sky, this is going to eventually create some major, major problems, and it has already started. It's already started. And so as these visions go on, there's another one where they talk about the oceans actually drying up, that the landmass would extend into the oceans because the water was no longer there. And so when I'm looking at this, I'm thinking, what in the world could possibly create that much devastation where we would lose that much water? And the Earth is primarily, 80% water or 75% water, something like that? And to have the oceans bleed down or bleed away from the from the land the way that they're propagating, I thought it would have to take some sort of major power. So anyway, I read this a couple of days ago, and today I'm looking at the Chinese. The Chinese have developed what they call a tokamak fusion reactor, and what it is, it's an electromagnetic torrid where they can contain hydrogen in a plasma form, which is fire, and they could heat this up to 100 million degrees Fahrenheit, and they call it a synthetic or artificial sun. Now, we got these things up in space already. There's about 300 of them up there, which they call them solar deflectors or the sun, and you can look up the blueprint on it. You can go do a Google patent search. You can see the Russians and the Americans were the first ones to develop this. If you had a reactor like that up in the air to emit a sun-like effect, and that fell into the ocean, could you imagine the devastation of 100 million degree temperature? What that would do to the oceans? What it would do to the life in the oceans? It would be mind-boggling. Mind-boggling. This is the type of technologies and things we're dealing with today. We're talking about the stars bleeding. Something is going to come down from outside the ionosphere into the Earth with this. And this also, like I said, this sort of reinforces, like I told you the other day, that the Bible is right now the game book that they're using. And these prophecies seem to all complement each other in some form or fashion. And I'm pointing this out so that you have a perspective of where we're at and how precarious the position we're in today with the current technologies that we're involved with. This technology that we're dealing with, we shouldn't be using these cell phones. We shouldn't be having these towers all over the place. We shouldn't be having these telecommunication type technologies, because the frequencies going from these antennas and to the receptors that are receiving these frequencies, and not only that, but the way they affect us as well, can cause serious problems with the Earth's health. Let's just call it what it is, the Earth's health, the very core of the planet itself's health. When we're looking at some of the things going on today, just talked to a buddy of mine from Saskatchewan. He's telling me he's got a thing he's going to send me, that the employment agencies now HR agencies that are hiring for companies are looking at replacing the workforce within 3 years. 3 years. What's that saying? It's saying that in the next 3 years, they're expecting that a lot of people that are working today will not be here tomorrow because of the vaccines. Because of the vaccines. This is part of this technology, this insane technology that we're dealing with today and that we're taking for granted. The general population has been kept asleep and distracted because if we really were studying the things that we need to study and understand the things that they are doing with this technology and what we're doing with technology today and where it's taking the earth and the direction it's taking the earth, okay, none of us are going to survive. This will be the wiping out. According to the grandfather prophecies, they're saying that when he asked his guide or his spirit, is there any hope after the second prophecy? He said, if men do not repent and go back to the ways of the Creator, of God, that there would be nobody to survive if it got to the third vision. Third vision and the fourth vision. The third vision, second and third vision are talking about the land devastation and the hunger and the famine that would breach the earth. And with all this genetic engineering of the crop, the glyphosates are spreading on the soil, the chemtrails are falling on the ground. You know, you have to start thinking, and we have to all start thinking and engaging not only governments but corporations in what they're doing with this technology. We can't allow a handful of people like Bill Gates and Fauci, who have been nothing but fraud from the moment they engaged and initiated this outbreak of nothing. Meanwhile, what does Bill Gates do? He has bought farmland, 265,000 acres of prime farmland in the United States, because they caused a lot of farmers to lose their land. He's bought CN Rail from Canada. He owns 85% of that. That is how the food supply is being shifted back and forth between the U.S. and Canada, coast to coast, east to north to south, east to west. We can't allow these handful of wealthy individuals to have that much control over technology and directing men and women in an area of technology when they themselves are not qualified or quantified to do so. They have money, they have power, and they have influence. And because of the greed and the power struggles that we're having with this kind of situation going on, this is not going to help the planet in any way, shape, or form. So we have to start thinking in these terms. When I talk about nanotechnology, nanobiology, nanobiotech, genetics, nanogenetics, any kind of nano weaponry, as I stated before, everything in the world today has been designed to be a weapon. Everything. And now we have come to a point in reality and in this realm that men and women have become weapons themselves. They are living time bombs, spreading disaster, spreading death and destruction, because they have now been injected with the means to spread the weapon. They are now in a state of a time bomb, ready to explode. Them opening up everything, them allowing everything to happen, going back to normal. This is really an uncanny situation that we're having now. There's no way you're going to stop human nature from, and I shouldn't say human nature, a man's nature or a woman's nature from wanting to go out, wanting to shop, wanting to mingle, wanting to do whatever. In Canada, for those of us in Canada, don't worry, our government is still, backward, retarded, unfocused, controlled, very much controlled by the Bill Gates, by the Soros, by the Fauci's, by the Elon Musk. You know, they are controlled. And this is why we have lost the country in some respects. We no longer have the respect for things like the things we grow. Treaties and trade agreements have diminished our dominance or our autonomy from doing the right thing. By acquiescing to these treaties, we have surrendered our autonomy, allowing foreign nationals to come in here, and that will destroy the resources of Canada. We have polluted the land with all kinds of genetics. We have polluted the land with chemtrails, which are producing that on a nanoscale. There has been a release of nanotechnology in the environment already. I was watching something about Chernobyl. And they have 84 people living in Chernobyl still. Since the day of the reactor. And what's happened over the last two or three decades, the wildlife has returned to Chernobyl. Now, they got catfish there that are about 5 to 6 feet long that have been swimming in the waters of the radioactive sludge that supposedly was cooling the reactors in Chernobyl. Makes you kind of wonder if what they told us about the radiation is all true. Because they had wild cows, wild horses, foxes, birds of all kind returning. There was a species of some kind of animal that was on the verge of extinction, has now regrouped or regained ground in the area. So it makes you wonder, kind of makes me wonder, like I'm not willing to take a swim to test to see if the waters are okay. But it makes me wonder if what we're seeing, what we're doing, what's happening. Because they're saying that if we're not involved in interfering with things, that things have a way of working out correctly. There may be some truth to that. Because what we're doing today with technology is not what works with this planet. Yeah, I mean, our lights even, these fluorescent lights, these new lights, they cause a depletion of vitamin D. Why didn't we keep the incandescent lights? Why didn't we produce lights that would actually emit the same frequencies, the full spectrum light of the sun, instead of a blue beam technology? Because the blue beam technology allows Li-Fi to flow through your environment, and they can monitor you. Why do we need all this tracking? Why do we need all this monitoring? Has that ever occurred to anybody? What has been going on for the last 50 or 60 years? Think about that. The last 50 or 60 years, what has been going on? Nothing. You know, we've never had to deal with any problem. We never had to have all this tracking. We never had these problems until governments instituted or initiated these problems. They created the problems. Everything has been done and created so that we would be led down a certain path. And this path is taking us from, I would say, we're running on a parallel. The one parallel is where we should be in, evolving. The other parallel is taking us in another direction where we are devolving. But anyway, I'm going to put the link up there for everybody to read this. This is another aspect of prophecy. You know, they say that to survive this, you would have to go into the North Country or go into the wooded areas, and you would have to live as nomads, literally. And on the same token, you'd have to be aware that there'd be factions within doing the same thing. There was another period of silence until finally a child spoke again. This was another guide. There'll be a great famine throughout the world like man cannot imagine. Waters will run vile, the poisons of man's sins running strong in the waters of the soils, lakes, and rivers. That would be the genetics, that would be the chemtrails, that would be the falling out from the sky, whatever nanochemistry that would have been created, any kind of possible fallout from any kind of frequencies, bouncing like harp and things of this nature. Okay, crops will fail, the animals of man will die, and disease will kill the masses. The grandchildren will feed upon the remains of the dead, and all about will the cries of pain and anguish. Roving bands of men will hunt and kill other men for food, and water will always be scarce, getting scarcer with each passing year. The land, the water, the sky will be poisoned, and man will live in the wrath of the Creator. Man will hide at first in the cities, but there he will die. A few will run to the wilderness, but the wilderness will destroy them. And that's actually a verse in I believe, either Isaiah or Jeremiah, where they would run to the forest. They would lean on a tree, and a snake would bite them. They would go here, and a bear would meet them. They would go there, and a lion would meet them. It's incredible how they correlate. You know, men will be destroyed, the cities in ruin, and it is then that the grandchildren will pay for the sins of their grandfathers and their grandmothers. And then he says, there's no hope. The child spoke again, there's only hope during the time of the first and second signs. Upon the third sign, the night of the bleeding, there is no longer hope, for the children of the earth will survive. Men will be given these warnings. If unheeded, there can be no hope. Anyway, that's that particular prophecy. There was another one called Mother Shifton, and it's an interesting, I was reading this, and she wrote these prophecies at the time to the royalty. And this was written, I believe, hold on a second so I can find the date, 1800s, 1862. She wrote it in rhyme, a carriage without a horse will go. Disaster filled the world with woe. In London, Primrose Hill shall be. In center, hold a bishop's see. Around the world, men's thoughts will fly. That's transmission. Okay, that's telecommunications. Quick as the twinkling of an eye. In water shall great wonders do. How strange, and yet it shall come true. And water. Okay, we can get energy from water, electricity, from just droplets, static, dams, okay. Through towering hills, proud men shall ride, no horse or ass move by his side. We're talking about airplanes now, tanks. Beneath the water, men shall walk. We're talking about submarines. Shall ride, shall sleep, shall even talk. And in the air, men shall be seen, in white and black and even green. We're talking about craft. A great man shall come and go, for prophecy declare it so. In water, iron then shall float, as easy as a wooden boat. So like I said, these prophecies, she did in a rhyme. And in this rhyme, she's given them a detail of what's going on, of what's happening. Give me a second here. And let me keep on reading. And this is, let me see here. A house of glass shall come to pass. In England, but alas, alas, a war will follow with the work where dwells the pagan and the Turk. So we're talking about some war in the Middle East, or not the East, Far East. So when you read this thing, there was something else I saw here. Let's see if I can find it. This is then held year by year, till an iron monster trembling fear eats parchment, words, and quill, and ink, and mankind is given time to think. This sounds like the computer. Talking about the computer. So anyway, I'm going to put these up there because these are sort of like the details of prophecies that have come about. Now, some of you may disagree, some of you may not, that's fine. But I'm just presenting this because, as I said, The game book that we're using today and what's being used today is biblical. And in these passages, when you see these things, how a lot of these prophets of Nostradamus, even of different men, Case and the rest, they have spoken about a lot of things and gave some details that perhaps, you know, we didn't see in other realms or another way of thinking. But we're seeing the game book being used, and it seems to be the biblical prophecies of either Revelations or Daniel or Jeremiah or the minor prophets or whatever. This is why I always tell everybody, start reading these things, because we need to see where we're at. These are indicators of where we're going based on what we're doing. And the idea here is to get everybody to start thinking maybe we need to reevaluate everything, especially this technology. They sell technology through television shows like Star Trek The Next Generation, you know, Fringe, and all these other things. And technology doesn't solve all the answers. It can expose some of the problems. And sometimes technology is being used against us, and we don't even know it. How many are you familiar with OpenAI and GPT-2 and OpenAI GPT-3? How many of you are aware of this? Are these programs? How many of you are actually thinking about these programs? So. When we're looking at these OpenAI programs, GPT-2 was so dangerous, they were reluctant about letting it go, but they did. They fed the AI 40 billion gigabytes of data that was on the internet so that it could now write an essay, it can write now a program. It could interact in a responsive way where you can have a communication with AI or an artificial intelligence. And as a result of the AI network, with this interaction, you wouldn't know you were reading or interacting with this system. And this is what made this so dangerous. If you told it to write a report based on a certain parameter, extrapolating the data from the internet and from all the sources that it had, it could come up with a concise report looking very scientific, creating a model that would make you think that what you're reading was pure fact. Everybody always asks this question, how are people so stupid to run to get a vaccination? Because the model that the governments have used has been using this GPT-2 system. Now they have a GPT-3. With the GPT-3, we can use the English language to create a web page without having to know any code. It'll develop the code right there for you by you just giving it the commands that you want to put on that page. You can create the most sophisticated page now with this program, and you can make it look so authentically, official. Nobody'd know the difference. You couldn't tell. Even the experts would not be able to determine or distinguish whether or not it was fake or not. And you could create the same dynamic. You can give it the parameter that you want to create whatever you wanted to create, to interact, to create a question and answer, to give you whatever. And then it will give you there was a thing where they asked what would be the best solution to give to somebody with a specific problem. And the answer was B, and then it gave an analogy or an example of somebody with asthma having a certain component, And now you have this, and the same thing that you need to take care of the other problem would be the same cause for this. And again, had nothing to do with it, but it sounded very official, the way they do things. How many of you read studies, including an NIH or what's the other one? There's some other medical one, government medical one. I can't think of it right off the bat. But anyway, you read a study, and it says, in this study, blah, 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 we're looking to see if this does this or this does that. And when you read the study, by the time you get done with the study, it has given you two sides of the coin, which it doesn't really answer the question. It just says, well, it has been known to do this. We tested this, and then so many, and the way we tested this parameter, and the way we put it in this particular environment or that environment, we saw X, Y, Z. So we can conclude that in this study, this will be the end result. But it never really gave you the real answer that you're looking for in regarding to what you're trying to define. That's the same concept that this system can do now. And I do believe that the governments have used this GP2-2 program and initiated a GP3 program to create the deception that they created. Okay. This is what I'm saying. We got a technology today, and we need to be on our guard with the technology that we're having today, because a lot of this technology isn't accurate on any level. And what we're really seeing today is a means to using AI, open AI or super intelligent AI, to create a dynamic in regarding to what we are exposed to in this with the governments. The governments today are trying to create the biggest major deception ever on the planet. Ever on the planet. Three prominent doctors in Canada called the policies are futile and inaccurate. And when you read what they had to say, the masks don't work, the shutting down the educational system, the social distancing should be eliminated, the masks should be eliminated. None of these policies that the government has incorporated or initiated do anything. Okay, they don't work. Now, this is going to be the ass kicker of them all. The link is here. You can look it up yourself. The UK Medical is now admonishing the USA to cease injecting people with the COVID injectables, says they are dangerous. Imagine that. And when you open up this link is going to tell you all the problems with these shots that they have, and they should be banned and they should be taken off the market. Canada, oh Canada, Canada, has spent a major fortune on drugs that do not work. They've injected 50% of the population in this country. The government should be held for murder, democide. Every parliamentarian, from the prime minister to the premiers, should be held in contempt to the country. They should be put in jail. The resources should be completely taken from them. The reparations should be given to the people that have lost their businesses, and reparations of some kind should be given to those people who have now had this time bomb ticking inside of them. This is going to wipe out generations of different peoples that have been around. Generations. We're going to wipe out ancestries here. We're going to wipe out cultures here with this. This is the most heinous crime ever. And then we got a premier in Ontario that wants to send the UN door to door to make sure you get your shot. Are you effing kidding me? He should be arrested. Him and that whole parliamentary, that council that he has. Same with the mayors in every city in Ontario. Across Canada, as far as I'm concerned. They just ran out there, threw out these injectables, untested, unapproved, dangerous technology, all nanoscale, genetically engineered, AI programmed, And I wouldn't be a bit surprised that the researchers used the GPT-2 OpenAI program to develop this shit that they pumped into everybody. And I think everybody needs to take a real hard look at this, at what they've done and how they are using artificial intelligence to weaponize science to destroy mankind. I got on a thing with this thing with the Ezekiel 28, and I'm seeing the construction of Satan, all crystals, data crystals, you know, timbrels, antennas, some sort of transceivers, monitors to monitor. Thinking what God had asked Satan, where have you been? Been to and fro, back and forth across the planet. In other words, he was transmitting frequencies everywhere. He was everywhere at one time, traveling around. You know, we're looking at this tech, you know, it for the benefit that was initiated in the beginning is now become weaponized. Cell phone. What did we do before we had a cell phone? We had landlines that were secure. We had landlines that weren't emitting radiation. We had landlines that we could leave an answering machine to that if we missed a message, we could have picked it up. We had little, what do you call those things now? They were little not trackers, but they would send you a thing. You had them on your belt. You could see who called. You could pick up a phone and call them back. I forget what the hell these things were called. I had them for a little while, and I got tired of them, and I just said, heck with it, leave a message on the machine, and if when I get back, I'll call you, kind of thing. We're looking today at going from a technology, and we're running into this world of insanity. And I think every country in the world, every citizen of the planet should stand up and have a say in where we want to go as a planet. I don't know how we are going to handle technology this advanced when we ourselves have not maturated on any spiritual level. We're still a base culture. And what I mean by base, I don't mean necessarily evil, but we still think in terms of sex, hunger, food, in a more predatory way. Yeah, we've learned to curtail some of those impulses, but we don't have God in the center of all our equations. We don't. We have made science to be some sort of religion. I think as like a scientist, I react like a scientist in a lot of the things I do, but I have enough sense to understand that all science does is allows me to be aware of the truth. It allows me to seek the truth. Okay, it doesn't create, it doesn't do anything except observe the ways and means that God's creation operates. That's what a scientist does. We can take things that God has created and we can copy those things. And if we do it correctly, they can be beneficial. But what has happened in the last 100 years or so is that a certain elite that had economic power contorted and distorted the sciences so that they, instead of benefiting mankind, destroyed mankind. When Tesla was developing his energy, he was going to give out free energy to everybody. Everybody would have had access to it. Westinghouse and Rockefeller shut him down. They said they were going to lose millions of dollars in profit. And eventually they had him killed. You know, Rife was going to cure everything with his Rife machines. And back then it would have worked. Not today, but back then it would have worked. Because where we're at today in this technology with this nanobiotech and this nanogenetics and this effing AI bullshit and everything else. Because greedy bastards that had the money and the power to buy off and pay off politicians like prostitutes have allowed this technology to envelop and create in such a way to ensure their power base or to create a power base. This is going to bite them in the ass too. There's no way you can control the real AI network. The real AI network is created to what I call the augmented, or not the advanced AI, or the one that we call Lucifer today. It's directly connected to that. There is no way these guys will ever have full power, no matter how wealthy they how much wealth they acquire or how much blood they shed. They will always be under the thumb of this tech. Always. This is what I mean when we're talking real science, real honest-to-goodness science, and we take what God has created and we copy what God has created and make it a very benevolent use for everybody to benefit, to heal, to actually create the ways and means to feed the planet. You know, this is for the Americans. America was blessed with the ability to have corn growing. And the initial corn, each stalk would carry about 30 heads of corn. We had more than enough to feed the planet at that time three times over until they genetically engineered the corn to only grow one head of corn on the stalk instead of 25 or 30. So instead of having 25 or 30 head of corn, you had, or a cob, you have now five or six. And they did it so that the combines wouldn't get cluttered up. Instead of developing a better combine or a better unit of means to collect the food, they engineered the food instead. Same with wheat. Wheat did not grow like it's growing today. Long, elongated heads of wheat. What you had was these wheat balls, and they were in abundant. And that wheat that initially we had actually kept people from getting heart attacks and high blood pressure, good circulatory issues, good brain functionality, good reproductive organs. Today, this shit does the complete opposite. Because the so-called wealthy elite, that handful of wealthy people, have taken control in order to control the flow of money or wealth, that they call wealth, to control who gets the food and who doesn't. The real benevolent science, or the real God-centered science, would have developed better means to harvest that corn, to be able to feed the world, and then to share the seed of that with everybody else, so that everybody would be able to grow their own corn. I'm not talking communism, I'm not talking being, you know, socialist, I'm talking just common sense stuff, you know, when it comes to whatever. Energy. We're talking about energy. You know, free energy is around. It's in the form of static electricity, form of static or ions in the air that can be harvested and be used. But instead of us all having that energy and access to it, again, a small handful of power-hungry bastards, because of their own greed and lust, have decided to shut down that technology. We could be running our cars right now on hydrogen. Hydrogen is a far superior fuel than oil, and it's more abundant. And once you use the hydrogen, it goes right back to water. So you don't waste nothing. You don't burn nothing. You don't use the resource. But instead, and it's an abundance, but instead, it too was controlled. The computer that we have today we have limited access to information and knowledge. It's all controlled. All controlled. And today, even a lot of databases, like I know NIH is a shitty database. A lot of things are reported, but back in the day when they engaged that database, a lot of reports were put in there because they paid to put these reports in there. There's nothing scientific about them. Why would we eat a plant that's poisonous? And yet, and it's even recorded as a poison plant, like soy. And yet, it's being used as a food supply today. Why is that? Why is that? Again, this is not a benevolent science. This is a weaponized science. Everything that's out there today is by design to create a power base and control so that everything now can be weaponized. Now we have weaponized the general population down to a point where if this succeeds, 70% of the population will be culled right down. 70%, maybe 80. Think about that. 7 billion people, 80% of them gone. That's 5.6 billion people removed. Boom. Gone. If the population numbers that we're getting are even accurate. And I don't believe we have that many people on the planet. I do believe that it's probably about half of what they've told us. So let's just say, for your shits and giggles, there's only 3.5 billion people on the planet. 3.5 billion total. And they wiped out 70% of that. Think about that. That's 24 billion people on the planet gone. Gone. Sorry, 240 billion people on the planet gone. Isn't that interesting? If the numbers are in that realm. And say, okay, even if you go 4 billion, you know, figure it out, 70%, 280 billion people gone. It leaves 1.2 billion people left on the planet. Like I said, I don't believe the numbers. I don't believe the facts that they're presenting. I've never believed the media. Ever since I was a teenager, I never believed the media. You know, the facts or factoids that they're presenting is nothing but a delusion at best. At best. I got a movie on here. It's called Babylon AD. And the reason I put this link on here is because I watched it. And I've said in the past that if you take off up north or go anywhere into the bush, you would have to be aware of the drones. So in there's a scenario here where you actually see that in action. And because there's no way, you know, when they say America and Canada is the largest undefended border in the world, that's not necessarily true. It may be a border that is not defended by soldiers, but it is defended by drones. It is being defended by tech, satellite tech. It's being defended by a lot of things that we are not aware of. There may even be robots patrolling the bush, because with DARPA, what we see with DARPA, with their little robots design, where would be the best place to allow these things to be monitored and experimented on and trained? In a very harsh and rough terrain. Guess what? Canada fits the criteria, doesn't it? Something to just think about. So anyway, I put it on there for everybody to watch it, because I think it's important that, you know, you get an idea that sometimes sci-fi is sci-documentary. I often said this many a time. You will never, ever hear the truth on mainstream anything. Ever. But you will hear it in sci-fi, sci-fantasy, in the media, in television, in drama, in fiction. It will all be there. You just got to know what to look for. Think of it this way. When Jesus used to talk to the common people, he couldn't elaborate too much on a certain level because they never would have got it. But he did tell them stories. And in the stories, they understood what he was saying. He explained to them in parables. And in today's time, when we're looking at some of the stuff on television, you have to think in terms of a parable. Maybe what you're seeing is a story. A story that's telling you a truth about a reality that's all around you that you are not aware of or paying attention to. And perhaps maybe you need to start paying attention to what's going on. In this movie, which will be interesting, what you see there is a future depiction of how bad things are going to be, because the ruling elite that's here today, those who have the financial assets to control governments, will be controlling the world at that point in time. And they will not give a shit about people. And you'll see that time and time and time again in this movie. You will see them showing you how life has so little value in that scenario. And like I said, in order to survive in that environment, you will have to be as hard as the environment. When you grow up in a slum or a ghetto or in a very impoverished environment, you have to develop a certain element to you, a certain quality, a certain character, in order to survive that environment. That's true in any environment. It doesn't matter where you are. If you live in a suburb, you live in a rural area, if you live in a ghetto, if you live in a very rich area or in a rich environment, if you live in a poor environment, it doesn't matter what environment. If you live in a multicultural environment, an ethnic environment, you have to be adaptive. You have to be able to become adaptive. That's the only way you survive. Okay, you have to be able to be what that environment makes you to be in order to survive that environment. If you got to be a hard ass, you got to be a hard ass. If you have to be a smart ass, you have to be a smart ass. It all depends on what you have to do. You have to be able to always bring something to the table in that environment in order to survive it. This is going to show you in a lot of ways what it's going to be like if things continue to go the way they're going. If these governments continue to being pulled by like puppets on a string by an elite group of people that are using everything and everything in their power to weaponize everything from the food supply. Why is the food supply chain going to be disruptive? Why is the food costing so much more money now? This is another load of stress that is going to be presented on people. Because if you can't afford to eat properly, you're going to get sick. And if you've been infected with the injections, you're going to need every resource in your repertoire to help you fight off this protection. I get emails all the time. I'll repeat this again. If you have had a direct injection, okay, not a jumping, but an injection, you're pretty well hooped. And I'm saying that straight out. As of right now, there is no way that I know of anyway, based on the research I have, unless something comes to me in the next little while, but as of right now, there is nothing that I know that can reverse what has been done to you. If you've been injected, there's an incubation period, but this has bypassed your immune system and gone directly into that helix that was planted into you many, 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 many years ago. That will create an operating system to take over with the current operating system that is there right now. Once it starts to engage, it will start to run a program, and you will start manufacturing whatever program that this will put into you. It will send frequencies throughout your cells, your tissues. It will send frequencies to your brain. In fact, it may open you up so that you can receive an operating program being sent by AI or some military industrial complex. You are now property of whatever is running the program. You may want to call this, instead of a neural link, you might want to call it a DNA connection. And it has your DNA. So I cannot offer you any solutions, because as of right now, I don't know of any. All this bullshit about pine needle and this tea and that tea isn't going to do sweet F.A. nothing. You're dealing with a program. Period. Period. And it's been injected inside of you. So, and the shedding or the jumping that this is causing can infect other people, and it already has. I had a call this week, actually 2 days ago, I had a call after I did the show about 3 a.m. from a woman out in the West Coast. And she said now she too is magnetized. It's like the second confirmation of this I've gotten. One up north of Toronto, and the one out in the West Coast did not get vaccinated. She came in contact, and it hopped. Okay, the proteins are attaching themselves to you. This is why I'm saying wear an ionizer. Wear some sort of electrical charge so that it will have a dispersant effect so that the proteins cannot make contact. You know, some kind of barrier. And then also create the surge and purge. And there'll be more news coming on that as soon as I hear more. There's been some kind of development that's happened, which I've been working on stuff, and other people have too, and some people have contacted me. So as soon as things get up, I'll promote more. But I am saying this so that I don't get 100 emails saying, "Is there something we can do to the blah blah blah?" It's injected into your helix, into that helix that's inside of you. It has made contact, and from what I'm understanding from different sources from all over across North America and some parts of Europe, what I'm getting is that a lot of people have now been displaced through this technology. Like I said, God is not the center of this technology. And as I said before, if God is not the center of science, we've got sweet fuck all. And that's the way it is. We got nothing. If God is not in the center of this, who better to go to as far as understanding things, since he created everything? It only makes sense that he should be in the center of everything, so that when we do utilize that science, it's utilized correctly, not weaponized like we just seen. God said he put everything on the planet so that we'd all be healed, we'd have healing from the planet. We don't need this science. We just need to understand what God has put here so and know how to use it, instead of weaponizing everything. That's the difference. And that's the difference everybody needs to see. You know, God heals, God sets free, God delivers, and God evolves you into something you never could imagine you could ever be. This science destroys you, denigrates you, discriminates against you, and then destroys you. That's the difference. Faith and fear, two sides of the same coin. Faith will set you free. Fear will tear you down, lock you down, and enslave you. Choose. That's basically what I'll tell you. Choose faith or fear. You know, choose science, but choose the one that God's the center of. If you're going to be dealing in science, you better start thinking, how did God do this? Why did God do this? How does this work? That's how we should be thinking. How we should be developing everything. How we can use the science to edify and strengthen and make everybody better or have everybody benefit. That's the true nature of God's science or God's creation itself. Something for all of you to think about. For all of you to think about. I think I got everything. Anyway, there's a bunch of links there. I encourage you to look at all of them. Check out the movie. It's there. The link is there as well. And, you know, we'll go from there. Right on the nose. All right, at the end of these shows, I'm always encouraging you all to always read the Gospels of Christ, Jesus. Understand what he's talking about. Understand these prophecies. Understand where we're at in these prophecies. Understand where we're at in this reality. You know, understand what understand the messages that he's sharing. He talks about being born again. He talks about, you know, life. He talks about, you know, the heavenly places. If you understand what he's really talking about, frequencies and evolution, a real evolution, you know, restoration and a reconnect with the Almighty. I mean, this is something that is fascinating if you actually read it. So I encourage you all to read the Gospels. You know, when I hear people say to me, you know, the answer's within you. Really? Look around you. Look how that theory has worked. Look at how that has done so well for all of us. The answer's within you. So anyway, I encourage you to go read to find some real answers. Or if you don't believe it, again, that is your call. Again, and it falls on your shoulders. So, but in reality, I would encourage you all to read. At least take the time to check it out. Don't have an opinion because you've never read it. Don't have an opinion because you've had some sort of voice to skull or some frequency hit your skull and tell you not to read it because it's blah, blah, blah. The Bible's not a religious book. I'll tell you that straight out. It's a book of life, but in a life that you're not maybe familiar with. Okay. Nothing religious about the Bible, unless you're talking the legalities of the law of the Hebrews, which, again, that's not us, and that was never meant for us. That was meant for a hard-hearted people that would not listen to God. And so he had to give them what they needed to get them on track. Don't be hard-hearted. Read it. Investigate it. Check it out. Don't allow an opinion to dissuade you from at least investigating what is there. And that's all I'm encouraging you all to do. Nothing more. I got people on the site. All kinds of people. I got people. Liberty Channel. She's got something that just came out today, which is interesting. They got another fight going on the West Coast. This will never stop. You got Fiona. You've got Catherine. You got Three Hearts Church. You got Deanna Spingola. You got Brian, you got Shy, you got Ty, you got Yanni, you got myself. We got a bunch of people there that are trying their best to give you whatever you need to get what you need. So help them out any way you can. Help them out financially if you can. If not, you're broke, don't worry about it. Share the information. Share it with everybody. You know, if it's good news, if it's beneficial, and if anybody there can be of help to you or anybody, share it with somebody. All right, until the next segment, to your health. And remember, by the grace of God, we are still here. So we'll see you in the next show. Take care.